The Biden administration is currently reviewing more than 20 applications for billions in federal funding for hydrogen projects around the country, including a pair of projects concentrated in western Pennsylvania. Environmental and community groups worry these supposedly clean energy projects come with risks, but say specific plans are being kept away from the public. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports.
Hydrogen is considered a potential source for clean energy as the world steers away from burning fossil fuels, the main cause of global warming. But a growing number of organizations in western Pennsylvania say they're concerned about proposals for a so-called hydrogen hub in the region, where a network of companies would produce, process, and use hydrogen. Tom Torres is with the Ohio River Valley Institute, a left-leaning policy think tank that's been critical of the natural gas industry. The group is funded by the Heinz Endowments, which also funds the Allegheny Front.
Unfortunately, even at this point, there's very little information about either of the specific hubs and, you know, what their impacts could be.
Torres was at a recent meeting of environmental justice groups to discuss the possibility of a hydrogen hub. Two large consortiums in the region have submitted proposals to the Department of Energy for a piece of the $7 billion in hydrogen funding through President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law, passed in 2021. The department is planning to fund 6 to 10 hubs around the country. The law mandated at least two of the hubs be in regions with large natural gas resources. The proposed Appalachian hubs based in western Pennsylvania, one is called Arch 2, the other is called DNA, would produce what is known as blue hydrogen, where hydrogen is stripped out of natural gas and carbon dioxide produced in the process gets injected underground instead of being released into the atmosphere. While few details are known about the proposals, they've attracted big oil and gas companies like Shell and EQT. Torres worries what continued extraction could mean for the region.
The method of hydrogen production utilized here involves a significant amount of fossil fuels, and so they'll be producing hydrogen from fracking, which, you know, comes with a lot of associated risk to public health and to the environment.
A recent state-funded study found links between fracking and asthma and childhood lymphoma in western Pennsylvania. Other studies have shown links to childhood leukemia, low birth weight, and premature death in the elderly, among other health effects. Environmentalists are also skeptical about blue hydrogen's climate benefits because they say companies haven't yet shown they can capture CO2 from hydrogen production at sufficient rates. And there are concerns that these mega projects, which will cost in the tens of billions of dollars, simply won't make financial sense and will fail to fulfill their economic promise. Sean O'Leary is a researcher with the Ohio River Valley Institute.
It could become the next act in that ongoing distraction of local policy and local and state policymakers from doing work that actually can have positive impact in terms of jobs and incomes.
O'Leary thinks that in some industries like steel and cement, hydrogen may be the only good strategy to address climate change, but he wants to see more green hydrogen, which is made using renewable energy to extract hydrogen from water, a process that would not create any greenhouse gases. Another concern are pipelines to carry and dispose of carbon dioxide. At high enough concentrations, CO2 can be deadly. A 2020 CO2 pipeline breach in Mississippi hospitalized dozens of people, some of whom still report having headaches and lung problems. Latricia Adams is the founder of Black Millennials for Flint and a member of the White House Environmental Justice Advisory Council. She said many people in the Mississippi community where the CO2 pipeline breached didn't even know it was there.
They had no idea what was going on. In many instances, didn't even know like what a CO2 pipeline was and how detrimental that could be to a community.
In a statement, the Department of Energy said the hubs it approves will have to have community benefit plans, describing how they'll interact with community and labor groups and meet the administration's diversity and environmental justice goals. A spokesman for the DNA project did not comment by press time. Arch 2 did not respond to requests for comment. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.